Continuing at halftime of tonight's Colson & Colson and Gridiron Clash between the North Olmsted Eagles and the Avon Eagles. It's time now for our Lorain County veteran of the game. And here to tell us about tonight's winner from Avon High School is their longtime head coach, Mike Elder. Mike?
Our veteran of the game is Vito Sikora. Vito's a center for us and a young man that does it on and off the field. In the off season, in the weight room, he was the kid that was always there on time at 6 o'clock workouts. I never missed time at 30 dozens at 6 a.m. throughout the summer. He inspires all of his teammates through just his work ethic alone. He's the kind of kid that doesn't say boo in practice, just goes about things in a workmanlike manner, and is just someone you could really point to as the face of your program and what you want your offense and defense alignment to be. He's mentally and physically tough, and he's a young man that we're exceptionally proud of on and off the field.
And when you talk about that weight room, you know, I think most fans, you come out here on Friday night, you watch the game, you know that you have the two-a-days, this and that. I don't know if the average fan realizes that almost year-round commitment, and that's hard to be at 6 a.m. when you're talking in January and then through the winter and all that when the season seems so far away. That's not an easy thing to do.
It's not. You know, I tell our people all the time, whether your kid's a starter or not in our program, Vito happens to be a two-year starter for us. But if you're not a starter in our football program, but your kid shows up every day and does everything he's asked to do, you should be exceptionally proud of him because it's not easy. There's a lot of people who want to line up on Friday night and wear the jersey, but they just aren't able to because they don't want to put in the work. Vito's a kid who put in all that work, and he did it with a smile on his face, and you didn't have to ever beg him. You just knew he would be there. He's one of the most dependable kids that I've ever coached.
And it sounds like a kid that probably commands respect from his teammates because of what he's done.
Yeah, you know, as a player for us, he plays only on the offensive side of the ball, but he knows center, guard, and tackle, and he's very effective in any position we put him at. If we ask him to move a position in the middle of the week, he doesn't blink, he doesn't ask questions, he just does whatever's in the best interest of his team. So I know I'm exceptionally proud of him and what he's done for our program for 2 years, and I'm glad he's on our team.
And finally, for that center position, is that the guy making all the calls at the line? He kind of, as you said, he does know the guard position. He's the guy that kind of has to know everything, doesn't he? And sort of make those calls along the lines and what he's seeing on the defensive front.
He does. You know, to play offensive line requires a lot of communication no matter what position you play. But to be able to do it at three different positions is exceptional. We ask a lot of kids to maybe play two. Some only play one. Some don't even play left and right side. He literally could play any of the five positions, right or left, and we wouldn't miss a beat.
Congratulations to tonight's Lorain County Veteran of the Game. Vito Sikora will take this time out. We'll hear from the Lorain County Veterans Association, and then we'll continue with halftime. You're listening to the Colson & Colson Gridiron Clash tonight, North Olmsted and Avon. It's streaming live on WEOL.com.